Hey, SEC family, thank you for joining me today for another devotion. Today, I want to talk about going and blessing someone. God blesses us not just for our own pleasure or happiness. God blesses us so we can then be a blessing to other people. We can be their answer to prayer. God doesn't give us money, talent, etc., just for our benefit. God says, I want you to be a blessing to other people. And when you bless others, and God gives you that opportunity, that in itself is fulfilling and a blessing. We're going to enjoy the blessing of God when we're a channel of God's power and bless other people. God gives us his anointing and his blessings to help others. Isaiah was a prophet in the Old Testament. In chapter 61, he writes this. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to proclaim that captives will be released and prisoners will be freed. He has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come, and with it, the day of God's anger against their enemies. To all who mourn in Israel, he will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. In their righteousness, they will be like great oaks that the Lord has planted for his own glory. I know I am anointed by God. He comes up with five or six different kinds of things where he says, I know this is what God is calling me to do, that I'm going to use my anointing not to help myself. God has given me this anointing and this favor to help five or six kinds of people who are in pain. What an amazing God we have, that God is interested in our emotional needs. God is interested in our hurts and our habits and our hangups. God is interested in all the stuff that pulls us down. By the way, this passage, Isaiah 61, is the text that Jesus read for his very first public sermon, publicly recorded sermon. Jesus read this in Luke chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. Listen. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and the time of the Lord's favor has come. And then it says, Jesus rolled up the scroll, and he handed it back to the attendant, and he sat down. And all the eyes of the synagogue looked at him intently. Verse 21 says, then they began to speak to him. Then he began to speak to them. The scripture you have just heard has been fulfilled this very day. So he reads this. He rolls up the scripture. He goes over and he sits down. Shortest sermon on record to this point. Certainly not as shorter than a lot of mine. He sits down and he says, today, this passage is fulfilled right in front of you. And what Jesus is saying, he's saying, I am the answer. I am the Savior. I'm the guy who has come to comfort the afflicted and the brokenhearted and the people who are enslaved to habits and the people who don't know how to get out of debt and the people who are blind and can't see their way out of all the things and all of these other different things. Jesus, I'm it. I am it. I'm the anointed one to do this. And what did Jesus do? He went around doing good. And that's the purpose of that anointing, to make the world a better place. And when we get that, when we're blessed, we are to start helping other people as well. So who can you be a blessing to this week? What do you have that you can share with someone else this week? Who needs to hear some encouragement from you this week? How can you be the answer to someone's prayer this week. Go and bless someone. Hey, I hope you have a great week this week. I'm going to be praying for you. I'll see you next time. God bless.